T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is incredible. What is this, Solana?
El Alfa.
This is El Alfa, too.
I'm telling you, this guy dropped an album with 20 plus slappers. Like, just straight perreo slappers.
What was the one we heard yesterday? Pa 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 pa.
Yeah.
I gotta download this weekend.
What type of music is this called, Solana?
This is reggaeton. Reggaeton music,
no,
for sure. Yeah.
I like reggaeton. Don't dib me. This is not. This is something.
I like this. Crank it up a little. I want a picture like this weekend. I'm drinking a funky Buddha hard seltzer out in the backyard. This is cranked up. Give me some more. Oh, yeah.
No.
Let's go.
You better have some cocaine next to your funky booty if you want to enjoy this.
What are you talking about? This gives you the effect of that. Listen to how this bangs. Come on. This slaps. Crank it off, Solana. Who's this? El Alfa?
El Alfa.
I dig it. This hour is brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Hockman and Crowder simulcast on this Friday as we head into a long weekend. If you were listening in the 2 o'clock hour on 790 The Ticket, thank you very much. If you are just joining us now on 560 The Joe, WQAM, we appreciate it. Welcome aboard. We have a ton of stuff to get to over the next 3 hours. Now, something amazing happened at the Hockman House this morning, and it set off a whole chain of events here on the radio program. So this morning, I noticed there's a package outside at the front door. I go, I get it. There's no return address. There's no card inside it. There is just, in this package, a pillow. And on one side of the pillow is a picture of Ron Washington. And on the other side of the pillow is a picture, of course, of Andre Agassi.
Of course.
Now, if you've listened to this show on a regular basis, you know for about 2 days, we were mired in the worst sports debate in history. In history. There's Marino Montana, MJ LBJ. Like, there is myriad sports debates. Never has the merits of Ron Washington been debated versus the merits of Andre Agassi. Different sports, different generations, totally different careers. I mean, one of them was awful and one of them was great. But that was Solana's bag of bits. Solana has a bag of bits, and I don't even remember how it came about. What was it? Celebrity birthdays?
It was celebrity birthdays. But you guys mentioned Andre Agassi, and Crowder immediately just sung his praises. Immediately, just sung his praises. Yeah.
One of the greatest tennis players.
And then you mentioned Ron Washington, and Crowder just blurted out, "Drug addict."
Right. That's what he's known for, cocaine.
And I took issue with it.
Yeah, but then it just kind of generated into a debate over Ron Washington could have been a Hall of Famer. Like, he had Hall of Fame number. It was the dumbest thing. And somehow we started asking other guests about it. It was unbelievable. Ron Washington and Andre Agassi. So I open up this package. Go to my Instagram, by the way. There's video of it. I'm telling you, you'll be mesmerized at the beauty of this pillow on my couch. Like, I have it there on my couch. It's beautiful. The Ron Washington picture, whoever you use to print this pillow, is just perfect, Solana. My Instagram is Radio Mark Hockman. The video, I'm telling you, it's a great-looking pillow. This will be part of the Hockman household for many years to come.
So, are you going to keep it on your couch, correct?
Yes.
So, with all that you just said, are you going to keep the Ron Washington picture turned over or the Agassi picture in front?
Well, it depends who's coming over.
I think I know what you're saying, but if you could clarify.
Oh, Dr. Chuck is coming over. Hey, turn it around for Agassi, will you? It was a little bit of Agassi there.
What about when I'm on the way?
Oh, Crowder's coming over. Hey, flip around to Ron Washington, would you? It's an amazing gift.
God bless Dolly.
Hey, and we always hate to do this because praising Solana just makes our show terrible because he goes into a tank or something. Mm-hmm. It's weird. If you praise him, he goes into the tank.
Yep. Gets a big head, feels like he earned the next big contract and doesn't play out the rest of the season.
But when I found out that he sent it, like, that was funny, Solana. I don't know if it was a mistake, one of those, can't get right life mistakes, but that was funny as hell.
To make a joke that you know you're not going to get the payoff, like the best way to make that joke is to send it the way he did, not say, oh, guess what? You're going to get something funny in the mail in a couple days. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this happened several weeks ago. Never thought of it again. Open this package today. Here is this. I had no idea who it was from. I was wondering how one of the listeners got my home address.
Rick and Davey sent you a package.
Yeah, that's an amazing joke by you. I mean, really an amazing joke.
Crowder, to your point, a couple months ago, you guys kept telling me I'm not funny. I'm just not a funny person. Hawk told me, you know, some people aren't funny naturally, but they use prop comedy. I'm all in on the prop comedy.
It worked, man. You are the new Carrot Top.
I've accepted. I'm not funny, but I can use prop comedy to be funny.
You
I'm all in.
Did it, Jack. That I'm telling you, go look at my Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman. You will see visual proof that Solana is funny. In fact, we're going to be up against it because we got to get a sports update in here. But Solana did an update yesterday at 5 o'clock, you know, talking about his bag of bits. And sometimes he pulls a pillow out of the bag of bits. Other times he does funny pronunciation. He loves to go fishing. Yesterday at 5 o'clock, Solana delivered this to us in his headlines.
DeMarcus Ware, he told Andrew Siciliano of NFL Network that there is no way that his name.
Siciliano. Bella, tutti frutti. Ay, ay, ay.
That there is no way.
Went straight to the Sopranos.
Great. There is no way LeBron would have been able to block him had LeBron joined the NFL. However, he still believes LeBron could have made a really good tight end in the NFL.
All right.
Finally,
damn knee broke.
A mayor great. Of a town in Peru, Jaime Rolando Urbina Torres, posed as a dead coronavirus victim by lying in a coffin to avoid being arrested for violating lockdown rules. Jaime Rolando Urbina Torres was still detained for violating
curfew. You were like a comedian and you were killing it in Radio City Music Hall. I mean, you had the audience eating out of your hand yesterday. That was amazing. Andrew Siciliano. He did that specifically to annoy us and it worked.
He did.
But man, those pillows, that pillow that he sent me today, I am telling you, I think he improved the value of my home. I think if that, like, if you talk about the staging of your home, you know, if you're selling your home, the staging of the property is very important. You get one of these Ron Washington, Andre Agassi pillows, you raise the price right there.
You know, me and my wife are in the real estate, man. I need to get a couple of them.
I'm telling you, it is excellent, man.
No, I don't want to buy this house. Have you seen the pillow? Oh, thank you so much.
Let's get actual current headlines now from our friend Alejandro Solana.
The NHL Players Association's executive board, they're voting on a 2014 playoff proposal as the official return to play format. Results are expected by tonight.
All right.
Tom Brady, he released a trailer for an upcoming documentary on his life and career. It's going to be called Man in the Arena. It's set to release on ESPN in 2021.
All right. I will watch that. I don't know how interesting it'll be. But
I was going to say, what is the turmoil in his life? Like Jordan, because this is after Last Dance. Jordan retired and came back and played baseball, and he doesn't like any of his team. Like, there's going to be no drama in Tom Brady.
Unless he starts sharing secrets that we didn't know, right? I hated Bill Belichick. I hated whoever.
Kraft,
Josh
Robert
McDaniel.
Kraft, yeah. Did y'all watch Tom versus Time?
Mm-mm.
Went to sleep 6 times in one episode. Like, it was the boringest thing in the history of the
world. Yeah, I mean, it's why I didn't even watch it. I just had no interest.
Yeah.
Speaking of the NFL, we talked about this last hour, Crowder, but your internet was kind of down. NFL owners are going to vote on a rule change that will allow for a 4th-and-15 onside kick alternative.
I love this rule. So the XFL did it. So you can do... You could have a 4th-and-15 from your own 25 instead of an onside kick. You get a 4th-and-15 from your own 25. If you convert it, obviously you get the ball wherever you converted it to. And if you don't convert it, the opposing team takes over the ball and they're deep in your side of the field.
I love it. I love the strategy behind it. It's really the good coaches are going to figure out a way to get the 15, and the terrible coaches aren't. But also another thing, this is going to kill point spreads. You ever thought about, like, when I heard this rule, I heard it this morning, Hawk, because if they, like, you're down by 6, okay, I'm going to go for 4th-and-15. And then
you can only do it twice a game, by the way. You can only do it twice a game. I understand what you're saying, where all of a sudden though, if you recover an onside kick, you get it deep in their own territory, and generally it's towards the end of the game. You don't need to score anyway.
And that's the thing. I think it's, I'm talking about 10 times easier to get a 4th-and-15 over recovering an onside kick.
Correct. So I agree with that.
So, like, I believe this rule change, the reason I love it is this is really going to change games. Not like some of these damn PI calls and all this crap they're putting in. I think this rule change will really change the outcome of football games.
It gives you an actual chance if you're down, less than a touchdown. It gives you a real chance to maintain – control of the ball after a score and have another chance to go downfield. Now, you'd have to have a really good quarterback and receiver, right? I mean, if you've got you have such an inherent advantage, because I don't care how good the kickers are. Like, I don't think anybody's that much better at onside kicks than someone else. I mean, that's mostly luck. This is more skill than luck.
Yeah,
but you just sit back and play a prevent defense, because it's not even like they can, run downfield and whatever. It's literally one play that you can't give up 15 yards, so you wouldn't have anyone within the first 10 yards, you know?
And think about the hook and lateral, double toss backs, all the reverse stuff, how UM beat Duke, that little flip back play. Like, that will be in the middle of a football game. Think about that. Like, hey, guys, it's 1 minute left in the game. We're down by 6. We have to get this first down. So now you have plays that don't have to go, 50 yards like the Miami Miracle. You have to go 15 yards. And the offensive coordinator, McVay, Bruce Arians, those guys can get so innovative in a 15-yard box. This is one of my favorite rules I've ever seen change throughout an offseason.
Yep, I love it as well. All right, what else you got, Solandria?
Upcoming sports this weekend, we do have a pretty interesting golf match. It's on Sunday. Peyton Manning will tee off with Tiger Woods. Phil Mickelson will tee off with Tom Brady. It's the match Champions for Charity. Hawk, you mentioned it earlier. I don't have it in front of me. It's on TNT, correct, on Sunday?
TNT, 3 o'clock. Charles Barkley, one of the analysts. This is going to be great television. Sunday, 3 o'clock, great television.
Also, this weekend, we do have some Bundesliga action. Wolfsburg will play Borussia Dortmund. That's at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. And Bayern Munich will play Frankfurt 12:30 p.m. tomorrow. That's German First League in soccer. La Liga MX 2020 Clausura, which is the closing tournament of the Mexican First League, has been canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic, they announced today. Finally, guys, this is kind of a big deal for me. My roommate, he's been a Publix employee for 10 years. He admitted to me yesterday he has never tried a Publix chicken tender sub.
Yeah, pretty shocking admission, I guess, for someone that's worked there for 10 years. Although I think the chicken tender sub, and I love Publix subs, I think the chicken tender subs, they took on this life of their own. I think they're a little bit overrated.
Wow.
Bull butter. Bull butter.
Yeah, I think they're a little overrated.
Overrated from what? Delicious, hot, sweet, juicy chicken with ranch and lettuce? Come on, man. Get out of here, Hawk.
I love a Publix sub. But I like a turkey breast sub. I love the boar's head turkey. I'm a big fan of a pub sub. I just feel like the chicken tender subs took on this life of their own, that they're magical, and I think they're a little overrated.
Cold turkey over hot chicken?
Well, now you're debating, is turkey better than a chicken nugget?
No, I'm just saying, you just said it, on bread, you prefer cold turkey over hot chicken.
Preferable. Correct. The preferable public sub, the preferable pub sub is turkey breast and Swiss, boar's head turkey and Swiss over a chicken tender sub.
Oh, boy. You're on the island, Hawk. You're on the island.
I don't think so. I think I'm speaking the truth.
I've heard criticisms that when you get the chicken tender sub, oftentimes it's not prepared well because the person making it doesn't want to take the time to cut up the chicken tenders correctly. They're not spreading the sauce out proportionately. And it's a little too much bread. Those are fair criticisms, but throw those out the window. It's the best sub at Publix, hands down. My roommate Jared is an idiot. Like, you've worked there 10 years. You've never tried it. What's wrong with this guy?
No, Solana, I agree with you. Jared's an idiot because he lives with you. I don't even know the guy, but he's. I question his decision-making already. But, no, I'm with you on that. Bro, the people behind me in the pub sub line, they hate me because I'll tell them off bat. A little more honey mustard right there between those other lines.
Wait,
lettuce on the bottom, lettuce on the top.
You're a micromanager? You're a micromanager at the pub sub line?
Bro, at the pub sub line, when they're making my sub, I give them hell. You see that hole? A jalapeno right in that hole between the olives. I tell them every single thing to do. I am creating I'm an artist, and this is my canvas, and I can watch it be painted.
But you're not the artist. You're the customer. The person making the sandwich is the artist.
I'm the chef. He's the sous chef.
All right.
Sous chef.
So.
Onion between the olives right there. Yeah, make a percentage sign with the onion right there between the olives.
If you want to go all in, you can tell them to put the chicken nuggets or chicken tenders, once they've cut them up, into a bag and then put the sauce in the bag, shake it up, and then lay it out on your sub if you want to go all in.
God, I mean.
The Miami Dolphin pub sub had the chicken tenders tossed in honey mustard.
Fire.
Oh, God.
Fire.
Everything that Publix employees are going through during this crazy time, you're going to sit there and tell them to shake it up in a bag and grab this particular jalapeno pepper. And you guys should be ashamed of yourself.
I got to do
Boar's
the
head
Publix.
Turkey.
Publix on Flamingo right across the street from that big-ass church. There's a dude that when he sees me walk in, he'll tell his coworkers I got Crowder because he knows I'm about to give him hell. And he'll come over and he knows all my rules and he's my dude. I don't know his name. He can't be my dude, but that's my dude.
The boar's head turkey with Swiss cheese, that's the MJ of pub subs. And that chicken tender sub, that's Scotty Burrell.
No.
Yeah.
You know what? I love me some boar's head turkey. I do it all the time. But you said the Swiss. You got to go with the provolone. Hawk. Swiss?
What do you think, Solana? Swiss or provolone?
No, I mean, that's a good debate. A little Swiss, a little provolone. I don't know. I think if it's a turkey
right, give
sub.
Give us weather. Right, if it's turkey sub, you have to go Swiss. Knock it off.
Right now, 84 degrees, partly cloudy in Miami. 0 inches of precipitation.
Provolone.
Right now.
9 syllables. 7 letters.
Excuse me, sir. Can I get the, I'm going to get a boar's head turkey, please. I want some mayo on that. Maybe a little bit of vinegar and oil. lettuce, banana peppers, and some of the pravyalonia. Let me get an extra slice of pravyalonia.
You're adding a J in there. Toasted. I don't know why.
Pravyalonia.
Wind is moving east at 17 miles per hour, a 9 on the UV index right now, with tonight's lows dropping into the mid to upper 70s. That is your weather.
We're going to go into the archives. I have two things I want to play for you guys. Into the archives next on Hockman and Crowder. Provolonia. Anyone can order provolone. Got to get yourself some provolonia. Give everybody COVID-19.
Don't hit him with that
update
in Publix. They're going to look at you like you're crazy. Huh?
Get a little extra provolonia. All of a sudden,
excuse
I'm in
me,
Eastern
sir.
Europe. I said Provolonia. All of a sudden, I'm Yakov Smirnoff.
So you sound like a James Bond character. You sound like Odd Job.
Here's your COVID-19 update for the day. COVID-19 update powered by AirPros. $79 service call. Call the pros that know. AirPros, acrepair.com. So heading into this holiday weekend, you might have questions about COVID-19 and what's open and what the latest stats are and how it breaks down by counties and whatnot. So I've mentioned to you before, there is a website run by our local Florida government that's got the answers to just about anything you might have. So FloridaHealthCOVID19.gov is the website. So you have questions, maybe you're going to do a little road trip in this weekend, you want to know what's open, what's not. FloridaHealthCOVID19.gov. It's got everything right there, including a 24-hour hotline for any emergency questions you might have. So that update on COVID-19 is powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, AirPros, acrepair.com. So there's a couple of things. We go into the archives once a day. Sometimes it's quick. Sometimes it's an interview. There's a whole bunch of stuff in our archives that we like to reshare. I had something jump out at me when I looked at the 2020 storm names. The Hurricane Center came out with the names for all the 2020 hurricanes. Have you looked over the names?
No. Do they got some crazy ones?
Well, one of them is Marco. And I immediately I started praying for landfall from Marco only so we could play this. And then I thought, well, that's overdoing it. We don't want landfall. But certainly if it would develop into something big and onerous and then hopefully just dissipate. But the storm names are Arthur, Bertha, Cristobal, Dolly, Edward, Faye, Gonzalo, Hannah, Isaias, Josephine, Kyle, Laura, Marco, Nina, Omar, Paulette, Renee, Sally, Teddy, Vicky, and Wilfred. But Marco obviously means something special on our show. First, let's play the open for
I don't want to jinx us, but if a Josephine whoops our ass, boy, we in trouble.
Let's play the open for Back in Time into the Archive. Very long intro. A lot of sound effects. We had budget left over at the end of the month, so we put them all in this.
What we're gonna do right here is go back. What we're gonna do right here is go back. Go back.
This is one of my all-time favorite show moments because it puts a spotlight on one of Crowder's deficiencies, which is
deficiency.
This is a deficiency.
That's
for people
what you
that
call
have
it.
Yes, if people have any common sense, this is a deficiency. For all the boobs you do this to, and they fall into your trap, then it would be an asset, I guess.
So just clarify this for me. Being nice and pleasant and welcoming is a deficiency?
Being fake is a deficiency.
That's
being
what
nice,
you call it, huh?
Being nice is genuine. Being fake, hey, listen, everyone can be the judge here. Speaking of Marco, who's one of the hurricane names for this upcoming hurricane season, Marco is a caller that called into our show. Crowder had no idea who this was. The dude.
I do now. I figured it out afterwards.
This is such a cringeworthy exchange because the dude doesn't say anything about meeting Crowder out somewhere. There's so much disingenuous response from Crowder during this phone call, but everyone loves Marco. let's hear the phone call.
Hey, Channing, what's up? This is Marcos.
What's going on, bro? Yeah, man, what's up? I didn't know this was you. That's cool, man. I think I'm going out there this weekend, bro.
All right.
I'll let you.
Later.
That was awkward.
That was pleasant. That was a pleasant exchange.
He was so excited. It's Marco. You're like, yay, I didn't know that was you. Of course he didn't know it was him. How would you know it was him? And then it was like, all right, I'll see you out there. Dude, no, you're talking about see you out where? And then I just come in with the little sniper. That was awkward. Play that one more time, Solana.
Hey, Channing, what's up? This is Marco.
What's going on, bro? Yeah, man, what's up? I didn't know this was you. That's cool, man. I think I'm going out there this weekend, bro.
All right.
I'll let you.
Later.
That was awkward.
What part gets to you? Because I thought that
all
was extremely I thought that was extremely pleasant, huh?
It is so disingenuous, it makes my skin crawl.
What up, big bro? I know it's funny too because we were talking about it earlier. You got to if you bro somebody to death, you really don't know them. So I hit him with the bro about four times, but then I don't know. I'm going out there this weekend. I don't know where I was going. I just don't know. I wanted to make Marco happy. That was my goal, was to make him happy.
Well, I think you did. I think you did. If that was the goal, then I think you accomplished that.
Well, since I can't see it, let me know the text line because you've been giving me hell about this for years. I need to know if it's really as bad as you try to make me seem.
I can't get through all the texts weighing in on the pub subs right now. There's too many of those. I haven't been able to delve into the rest of them. The other into the archive that we wanted to play for you. So I told you in the last segment, I got this wonderful gift from Alejandro Solana, a pillow, my Ron Washington Andre Agassi pillow. I cannot wait to lay down this weekend, watch a movie on Netflix, and rest my head against Ron Washington's face. So thank you, Solana, for that. But this
weird.
Is not my this is not my first dalliance with pillows, ladies and gentlemen. I used to endorse my pillow on this radio show, and I had a giggle fit during one of my MyPillow commercials. It was a holiday special. From the beginning of the commercial, I am fighting this for the entire commercial. But if you want to see the Ron Washington Andre Agassi pillow, if you don't know why Solana would have sent me a Ron Washington Andre Agassi pillow, I just can't help you out. You have to be listening to the show on a frequent basis. But the pillow is so delightful. And again, people are commenting on it now on my Instagram. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. You will marvel at how professional and beautiful this pillow is. I was surprised, Solana, because it's obviously not your picture of Ron Washington. I was surprised that they would print that picture on a pillow.
Me too. I didn't think this was actually going to go as planned. I didn't think the pillow would look as nice as it did. I thought it'd look pixelated.
Did you forget that you sent it to me? Like when I texted this morning, because I thought it was just from a listener. When I texted you guys this morning, the pictures, did you forget that you had sent it or had you been waiting? Like, oh my God, it's going to be any day he's going to get this pillow.
No, I totally forgot. forgot. Like, I did this a couple weeks ago. It was just something I thought would be funny. I'm doing it on the way home.
It is, man.
On the turnpike. And you texted it this morning. Totally forgot. And I'm like, oh, that's right.
I am telling you, go to Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram, because the video, like, when you see this thing on my couch, it looks like it belongs. It's a beautiful pillow. Anyway, I used to endorse pillows. I'd like to hear the Into the Archives open again, since this is a second one for today, and I want to get my money's worth out of this very gaudy promo. Very gaudy open, I should say.
Wow, kind of caught me off guard there.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry.
We never play the short open.
I know.
Twice.
Well, I don't normally do. I know I don't normally do Into the Archive two different segments. Go ahead, give us the open for back into the Time Archives. Google Alexa. Somebody says via text, poor Marcos is still waiting for Crowder to show up.
Lost his job, lost his relationships.
Crowder said he was coming out here this weekend.
Man said, I'll see you out there. Somebody says, it's funny how Marcos seems deflated at the end. Like, what the F is Crowder talking about?
I didn't know.
Going to go back into time here. And our friend Wilson, who does unbelievable Photoshops for our show, did a MyPillow faux ad. I'm dressed like the MyPillow guy, but I'm holding the Andre Agassi Ron Washington pillows, which is just tremendous work out of Wilson. Here is, going into the archives, the commercial I was trying to do one holiday day for MyPillow. Right now, it's my pillow time. Think about it as a holiday gift. This is a great holiday gift. And think about the offer that I'm about to tell you, because there are certain products that come around and you go, you know what? That's a good product, or that would make a great holiday gift. My pillow can be that. It's a pillow that will give you a great night's sleep on the first night. Or if you know of someone that needs a great night's sleep, what a great way to give them a gift for the holidays. Give them a gift that'll keep on giving the year round. MyPillow, best pillow you'll ever own. Just go to MyPillow.com and enter the code WQAM. You can go, you can order, you keep one pillow for yourself, you give one pillow as a holiday gift. That's perfect. This deal's too good to pass up. Four pillows for the price of one. You buy one. You get one classic MyPillow, you get one free, plus two free.
Are you okay over there?
Oh, glad Crowder left me in here with no help whatsoever. Yeah. Thank you for coming in to help me.
You okay, brother?
Yeah, I'm fine. Four
four pillows for the price of one.
Yeah. If you can finish that up for me.
Go everywhere, pillow, you get a couple of them. You get four pillows for the price of one. You buy one classic MyPillow, you get a free MyPillow, and you get some go-anywhere pillows.
You know the website?
www.mypillow.com and enter the promo code WQAM. Call now.
There you go. That's a funny end, too, because you give the website, and then you say, call now. He doesn't give a phone number. He gives the website and then goes, call now. Oh, what a great moment that was. MyPillow. There you go. Into the archives in honor of Solana's brilliant comedy of the Ron Washington Andre Agassi pillow. I should sell those pillows that honked off like a goose, Solana. I think those would sell out.
I think
they
would.
That's brilliant. Yeah. How much did that thing set you back?
About 35 bucks.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Well worth it. Well worth it. That was excellent, man. That is a great prop comedy joke right there. All right. What's better than laughing on a Friday heading into a long weekend? I mean, that's what we're here for. So we got a lot of stuff to get still. We got Jay Figg movie review coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Lots to get to still on the program today.
Y'all need to go out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. They've been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951, family-owned and operated, and they have trucks coming in every single day with that delicious lamb, beef, veal, pork. They have poultry, duck, and turkey. They have lobster. They have 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs, all the crustaceans, the clams, the scallops, the oysters. They have it all, and there's no need to run around from market to market and try to see what's available, try to find what you need. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com, and you click on the availability button, and you'll see everything that's available on that particular day with the pricing right there. Like I said, they've been around since 1951, family-owned and operated. They want their customers to be happy. I've been going there for 16 years. They've been open for 70 years. They know what they're doing, guys. Get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. When you go to their website and find out what you want, DelawareChicken.com, call them in advance. When you find out what your order is going to be, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order will be packaged already when you get there. They're going to save you time. They're going to save you money. And they're going to give you delicious food. And when you get there, they'll bring your order out to your vehicle. Delaware is making it easy for us now. They're open every single day, Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you have to come in the store, you can call in advance, place your order. They're bringing it out to the car. If you want to go in the store, you have to have a face covering on. There are marks on the ground for social distancing. We are maximizing 10 customers in the store at a time. We're trying to keep everybody safe, but we want to get you your delicious food. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them I sent you. And Delaware wants y'all to know that we're in this thing together.
All right, quick break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. Hockman and Crowder simulcast on a Friday, heading into a long weekend. Hopefully, be a fun weekend, stuff starting to reopen, might be able to go out, hit a restaurant, start supporting some of the local businesses that are reopening. This is a opportunity to do it, be safe, and have fun, and enjoy the long weekend. We're off, by the way, on Monday, and we'll be back on the air on Tuesday, so this is a long weekend for us as well. We still have a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon, and kind of covered a lot of ground in the first hour and 46 minutes. I imagine it'll be just as fun for the next. You know what comes out on Netflix on Monday, Crowder?
What's that?
Uncut Gems.
Oh, I'll watch it on Netflix.
In fact, you know what I was thinking? I'll suggest this when Jay Figg and Dan Day come on for our movie review. Maybe that'll be our movie club for the week, where we all watch Uncut Gems. Because I saw it in the theater twice. I loved it. Adam Sandler, gambling, Kevin Garnett. I just think it is an excellent movie. Have you seen it yet, Solana?
Yeah, I remember I went to the theater by myself at midnight to watch it just because you had
raved
about it.
That's right. Did you like it?
I loved it. Amazing.
Yeah, I loved
it. Okay, just give me, I need some reference points. If Uncut Gems is a 10, what is the wrong Missy?
Okay, well, I don't know if it's a 10. I love the movie because I love the gambling stuff and I love the athletics and whatnot. The Wrong Missy, for me, it was a perfect popcorn movie. It because I'll tell you, last night, my wife and I rented Downhill on pay-per-view. Have you seen this movie?
I saw the trailer. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Yes. Yeah. Sorry that I thought a Will Ferrell movie might make me laugh. I mean, it was the most depressing. I couldn't believe, like, you know, you're home, it's the pandemic, you want a little giggle here and there. Like, you're not going to get that on Uncut Gems, by the way. Like, you're going to feel tense, you're going to feel angst. It's not comfortable. But it's a really good movie.
Yeah.
The Wrong Missy, I went into it looking for it to be stupid. I mean, it's David Spade. It's not going to be, you know, it's Tommy Boy. It's not going to win any awards. And it delivered. I thought that woman in The Wrong Missy was hysterical.
She wasn't funny at all. She was overacted. The jokes weren't funny. Her making people uncomfortable at the dinners, the parties. Like, I just didn't like it. I was saying reference wise, if Uncut Gems is a 10, let's put the spectrum at Uncut Gems is a 10, then The Wrong Missy is what, a eighth?
Boy, they're
eighth
such,
of a point?
They're such eighth? Different, but it's such different movies. Like, I hate even comparing those two because, I mean, The Wrong Missy is. It's in and out. You're not going to think about it again. You're not going to search out the soundtrack. You're not going to, like, Uncut Gems spoke to me.
Let me ask you this, because if The Wrong Missy, if I'm flipping through the channels, and I know it's on Netflix, whatever, if I'm going through the channels and The Wrong Missy pops up, I am going to turn the channel as fast as I can because I believe I wasted an hour and 40 minutes of my life. Would I watch Uncut Gems two or three or four times?
I saw it twice in the theater.
In the theater.
I feel that way about Downhill. Like, I watched it last night, paid $5.99 or whatever it is to rent the movie. And then I was like, oh my God, if I stumbled across this movie, I don't think I could turn away from it fast enough. Like, I was annoyed by it.
And there's no chance I watched Downhill, because if you thought that The Wrong Missy was funny, and you didn't think Downhill was funny? Downhill is not funny.
Downhill was not meant to be funny. But it was not meant to be funny. I didn't know that. I thought it was funny because it had Elaine and Will Ferrell. I thought it would be funny. And it was terrible. It was depressing. It was a depressing movie. It was meant to be depressing.
Yeah.
I'm so angry.
I don't know. You know what? You know who does that too, though? Because I don't know Will Ferrell. I think it's a career, you know, a career fault for him to try to do serious stuff with what he's done and his fan base. And Vince Vaughn, he's came out with some, like, The Dilemma. The Dilemma was, it got too serious. You haven't heard of it? It's like him and his buddy, who was the little fat guy on King of Queens. I don't know.
Oh, Kevin James?
So him and Kevin James have a company. They're trying to do something with a car. And Vince Vaughn finds out that Kevin James' wife is cheating on him. And so, you know, them going back and forth and all. So I thought it was going to be funny. And to have a comedian in a movie that's not funny, I think that is a problem.
Oh, I mean, there were like a couple funny moments, but this movie Downhill was so depressing, but it was meant to be depressing. Like, it was meant to be deep thought and emotional angst. Like, I was like, what the hell am I doing? It's Elaine. And Will Ferrell, what are we doing here? What are we doing here?
There's enough deep thought and emotional angst in the world. I'm not sitting down for 2 hours to get more.
Yeah, I don't need it from Will Ferrell. What are we doing here? All right, I don't know what just happened there. So in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll bring on Jay Figg and Dan Day, and maybe we'll do our movie club where we all watch the same movie this weekend. It'll be Uncut Gems from Adam Sandler. Let's take a break. 4 o'clock hour coming up. Got a lot planned for you here coming up in the 4 o'clock hour.
SG Law. If you have suffered business interruption, guys, call SG Law. If you suffered that business interruption and your insurance claim was denied or you don't feel like you got what you deserve, the SG Law Group, they have professionals that want to represent you, and they're the best. Don't deal with the operating expenses, payroll, taxes, loans through this business interruption. Let the SG Law Group help you out. Give them a call right now, 888-988-2818, or go to sgarcialaw.com. Offices in Miami-Dade County. That number again, 888-988-2818, or go to sgarcialaw.com.
All right, 4 o'clock hour coming at you next here on Hochman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.